Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a cold start this morning. We're under a freeze warning, but I'll show you why things are going to turn around, and we'll see much warmer temperatures later in the week.
We're following breaking news in Raleigh this morning, where crews are fighting a fire at a townhome off New Hope Road. WRAL's Nia Harden is there at the scene.
And police are back at a property in Cary this morning where human remains were found in a fire pit. What we are learning about that investigation. To bring you inside our WRAL studio, glad to have you here on our Monday, first day of spring. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Starting off cold, our first day of spring will be the coldest day of the week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Garner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We're going up from here.
We are, and way, way up. I'll show you that in a few minutes. We still have to deal with cold temperatures this morning and again tomorrow morning. So farmers are going to be busy out there protecting that tender vegetation, those crops coming in, strawberries, fruit trees, that sort of thing. And then after that, they're going to get a little bit of a break. 30 degrees is our current temperature in downtown Durham right now. There's a live look at Durham. It is 29 in Southern Pines, South Hill, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, 27 in Roxboro, and we're in the mid-30s down in Fayetteville and Clinton. So it's definitely a cold start out there. We don't have much wind to deal with, so no wind chill this morning. But temperatures are anyway from around 10 to around 15 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. We'll stay below freezing up until around 10 a.m. Mid-40s at lunchtime. We'll be in the mid-50s this afternoon. Yesterday's high was 50, so we're going to creep up a little bit today. But a big jump starting tomorrow and an even larger jump toward the end of the week. I'll show you when our highs will be in the 80s. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 6 o'clock, we've been following this breaking news, that fire over on the east side of Raleigh. We'll get more details in just a moment from Nia Harden at the scene, but I can tell you they have blocked a lane of Skycrest, apparently that westbound side of Skycrest heading away from New Hope Road back toward Trawick Road. Not really seeing any big delay showing up on the sensors right now, but just be aware of that as you head through that area. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking good. No other crashes or other incidents anywhere in Wake County. And just check with our partners at Waze. Everything moving along well in Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsborough, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. We are following breaking news out of Raleigh this morning. Crews are fighting a fire at a townhome. WRAL's Nia Harden is there on that scene right now with what we know so far. Nia.
Well, right now, you can just see a lot going on. I'm going to step out of the way to show you what we're taking a look at here. This area is blocked off currently. Take a look at all of the police and fire vehicles that you're now seeing. I can see in the distance. It's hard to tell from where we are, but I am able to see a crews right now at the townhouse where this fire happened. It looks like they're starting to do some extinguishing. I'm just noticing again in the distance, telling you what I'm seeing here. They do have flashlights that they are using. We know that EMS, we were told, was going to be coming in and out of here, according to what police had told us here on the scene. They do have both directions closed. This is on Skycrest from New Hope to Diqueto Drive. This, again, both directions are closed in this area. We're going to continue to see what's going on here. We'll keep you updated as we get information. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Today, extra security is in place at Fayetteville Tech as police and the FBI investigate a social media threat. Michael Grace is at campus in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what students and staff need to know before coming to class.
Yeah, that's right. There's going to be more campus security along with a larger police presence as classes resume normally this morning. And we're still trying to find out more about the nature of these threats, but according to the school, it came through an email. Some other safety measures include limited access to buildings and for all faculty and staff to visibly display their badges at all times. The school is also asking students to be more aware of their surroundings this week and to report anything suspicious to campus security. In Fayetteville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
This morning, police are back at a property in Cary where human remains were found in a fire pit. Now, because of the condition of those human remains, officers have not been able to identify the person, their race, or their gender. Police also found a man in that area who was hurt from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Now, this is near the Dorset Drive, Pamlico Drive, near Normandy Street area. Cary Fire Department was called to that area around 7 yesterday morning after a 911 call about some illegal trash that was burning. Police say the house was undergoing renovation at the time, and the homeowner was burning trash related to that work.
We're tracking breaking developments in the fight to stem a global banking crisis. After 11 last night, the Federal Reserve announced it would join other central banks around the world to boost the flow of U.S. dollars with the goal of making sure that people and businesses have access to their money. It came hours after authorities in Switzerland approved the emergency takeover of Credit Suisse by another Swiss bank, UBS. The aim is to prevent another bank from collapsing, but it could have a big impact here in the Triangle. Credit Suisse employs hundreds at its technology campus at RTP. It just expanded back in 2017. Experts believe layoffs may be likely as it merges because UBS already offers many of the same financial services. There's no final decision yet. Credit Suisse has about 50,000 employees worldwide.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, it's important to note that shares of Credit Suisse are down 63% this morning. UBS reporting they're down 14% after that news of them buying Credit Suisse. I wanted to show you the big board this morning. Stock futures are mixed. At one point this morning, we did see the Dow Jones down more than 350 points. So this is an improvement from earlier this morning. But Wall Street expects more actions may be needed to restore confidence in the banking system. The Federal Reserve will meet on Wednesday. They are saying they might approve an interest rate increase this week because of all of this instability. Some are saying they expect them to raise it about a quarter percentage point.
Thanks, Michelle. Manhattan grand jury will hear more testimony today as a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump over alleged hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. That is a looming case right now. Attorney Robert Costello will reportedly offer evidence that contradicts what Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, has said about those payments. Costello previously represented Cohen and says Trump's legal team requested that he testify. Cohen says he also will show up today as rebuttal witness. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is urging people not to protest if Trump is indicted and arrested, despite a call from Trump that they do so.
When you're referring to President Trump, I believe what he's probably referring to is make sure law is equal. He's not saying something negative in the stance, and nobody, let me be very clear, no matter what transpires, and this doesn't mean this is going to happen, but if was this to happen, we want calmness out there. The thing
that McCarthy defended the former president, dismissing the district attorney's investigation as politically motivated.
Goldsboro police are investigating the death of a seven-month-old boy. Officers responded to UNC Health Wayne around 1:30 yesterday afternoon for a report of a child death. Police say the boy's parents brought the child to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are not sharing any further information about the case right now.
Today, Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Russia to meet with Vladimir Putin. The meeting comes as U.S. officials warn China is considering helping Russia in its assault on Ukraine. This is Xi's first visit to Moscow in 4 years. The White House is encouraging Xi to also talk with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. As it stands, officials say any call from China for a ceasefire would be blatantly one-sided. President Biden says he will be speaking to President Xi soon. According to the White House, no call has been scheduled yet.
Today marks 20 years since the U.S. invaded Iraq on the ground. You're looking live at Capitol Hill, where Congress could take back the power that made that invasion possible. The Senate will vote this week on repealing the power former President George W. Bush used to authorize military force in Iraq. To this day, debate remains over the reason for the invasion. The Bush administration said it was to remove weapons of mass destruction and over the country's links to the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Both turned out to be untrue. The U.S. withdrew in 2011. The war cost more than 4,500 American lives, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi lives, and plunged the country into civil war. Iraq has since made steps toward recovery with a new government in place. This morning on Today, NBC News' Richard Engel reports from Baghdad on what life is like in Iraq 20 years after the war began. Today airs right here after this newscast at 7 on WREL. Sky 5 is flying over the scene of a town home fire off New Hope Road in Raleigh this morning. WRL's Nye Harden is live at the scene working to learn more.
Police in Miami Beach are working to look at the curb violence during spring break. This move comes as the city is making after two deadly shootings over the weekend.
And Apex is celebrating its local restaurants this week. How town leaders hope to give a jolt to the local economy.
And it's a cold start this morning. Tomorrow morning will be cold as well, but we have warm air that comes surging up later in the week. I'll show you when our high temperatures could reach the 80s coming up.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:11 on a cold morning. It's 29 right now in Rocky Mount, 30 in Durham and Raleigh. We're seeing temperatures across the area in the upper 20s and low 30s. So heading out the door, it's definitely a big winter coat day today. Our temperatures are only going to climb into the mid 50s, so we stay very chilly today. Tomorrow in the afternoon, we'll begin a warm up, but we are going to start with another cold morning tomorrow morning as well. This morning, temperatures upper 20s to low 30s. At lunchtime, mid 40s. Our afternoon high 55, which will be about 5 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. Lots of sunshine today, so looking very pleasant. We don't have much rain in our forecast for this week. A few sprinkles possible on Wednesday and a small chance of some showers on Saturday. But a big warm up in the forecast. I'll show you all of that coming up in just a bit. Brian.
Elizabeth here at 6:12. We are following this breaking news in East Raleigh. We have a house fire on Skycrest at Charney Drive. I'm going to take you to live pictures from Sky 5 over the scene right now. And you can see this is a major response, and you can see all the damage to that home. Nia Harden is at the scene gathering information, and we'll get an update from her in just a little bit. But we can tell you new information from Nia. They have closed Skycrest in both directions there at Charney Drive. That is between New Hope Road and Trawick Road. You might use Marsh Creek Road as a good alternate route, Jeff.
Brian, thanks. A curfew in the city of Miami Beach lifted less than 15 minutes ago. Right now, the city is considering further restrictions today. This is all after two deadly shootings over the weekend. City leaders enforced the curfew last night because of what they called excessively large and unruly spring break crowds. One person died in a shooting on South Beach Friday night. Another died in a shooting early Sunday morning. The city's mayor said the curfew was a necessary step.
The volume of people in our city, the unruly nature of too many, and the presence of guns has created a peril that cannot go unchecked, especially in the evenings.
Miami Beach's City Commission will hold a special meeting today to talk about what to do next. The city manager says additional restrictions are expected to be in place through March 27th.
Wake County leaders are working on a plan to make sure families can put food on their tables. Commissioners will get an update today on a $7 million proposal to tackle hunger. The money would be used to increase food pantry storage and increase access to free food programs, among other efforts to ensure food security. This comes after Congress failed to approve the extension of extra SNAP benefits for millions of American families. The murder conviction of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh has renewed interest in other deaths in the area, originally thought to be accidental. Family and friends of Stephen Smith are paying for an independent autopsy. Smith was openly gay and had been a high school classmate of Murdaugh's older son, Buster. Stephen's body was found in 2015 near the Murdaugh family's Moselle hunting estate, where Buster's mother, Maggie, and brother, Paul, were fatally shot 6 years later. Before police informed the Smiths about the body's identity, Alec Murdaugh's older brother, Randy, an attorney, reportedly contacted the family to offer his help looking into Stephen's death. Police reopened their investigation following the deaths of Maggie and Paul.
There's been the long rumored involvement somehow of a Murdaugh, whether it's him or somebody else in the family, that has knowledge at least of the death of Stephen Smith.
And the attorney who you just heard from represents the family of Gloria Satterfield, a housekeeper who died in 2018 after what was described as a trip and fall accident at the Murdaugh family home. Alec Murdaugh admittedly pocketed insurance settlement money intended for Satterfield's family. South Carolina authorities have reopened an investigation into her death as well.
Today is the start of the very first restaurant week for the town of Apex. The small business manager in the town says it'll be a good boost for the local economy. She says people just aren't willing to spend as much as they used to wine and dine.
in small business, primarily what you're spending money on is not, like, let's say, need items. They're kind of want items. So having an event like this that still allows you to maybe more easily access those kinds of things.
We have a full list of participating restaurants and their deals at WRAL.com.
The city of Durham is looking to fill dozens of job openings in its ranks. The city will host a job fair from 1 to 6 today at the Durham Convention Center. It's looking to hire more 911 operators, fire and police recruits, maintenance workers, as well as administrative workers. You can see a list of all the job openings on the city's website.
Spring cleanup is happening in Garner neighborhoods. The town's special yard waste and trash pickup routes start this morning. Yard waste doesn't need to be bagged or bundled, and usual size specifications for trash pickup don't apply. And that means you can put out furniture, mattresses, and other bulky items. But do check out the schedule and list of things you cannot put out. It's on the Town of Garner's website.
It is 6:16, and as we welcome in spring a little later this afternoon, after 5 this evening, we're ushering in some cold temperatures once again. Winter not wanting to let go, Elizabeth.
Yep. We should, instead of calling this the first day of spring, we should just go ahead and call it the last day of winter, because we start our warm-up tomorrow. It's going to feel good out there. Right now, skies are mostly clear. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking fine. It's quiet this morning. We don't have much of a wind to deal with, so no wind chill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We do have that freeze warning that's in effect this morning, and we have a freeze watch for tomorrow morning. So we could see the freezing temperatures this morning and tomorrow morning. And then after that, we have a nice warm-up in store that looks like it's going to last maybe into the next week as well. Right now, heading out the door, 27 in Roxboro, 29 South Hill, Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, 29 Southern Pines. It's a little warmer in Fayetteville and Clinton with temperatures in the mid-30s. So it is officially the first day of spring. What does that mean? What is the vernal equinox? Well, we all know that the Earth is tilted slightly on its axis. We take a look at all the seasons together. When the Earth is tilted away from the northern hemisphere, is tilted away from the sun, that's when we have winter. We have the colder temperatures. And the summertime, of course, the Earth is tilted, the northern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun. And of course, in between the end of September and the end of March, we're looking at the Earth not tilted in either direction. So we have equal parts daylight and darkness. Of course, in the summertime, we have longer days. In the winter, we have shorter days. But in the spring and in the fall, we have equal parts daylight and darkness. And so it is the equinox. And from here on out, we start to see our days becoming longer than our nights. High pressure building in for the next few days, keeping us nice and sunny and helping to start our warm up. By Wednesday, we see some cloud cover and we'll see a small chance of showers during the afternoon. You can see this little band of rain slipping by as we get into the early part of the afternoon. Up to the north. We'll continue to watch that and let you know if we have to bump that up a little bit. There's a better chance for rain on Saturday. We have this cold front that will come through. It's not going to be much colder behind the front, but it will send us a chance of some showers. There's 7 a.m. Saturday. That front comes through during the afternoon and could bring us an isolated shower or even a thunderstorm because temperatures are going to be mild. Just a 20% chance of rain on Wednesday. It's a 30% chance on Saturday. One thing that we tend to see in the spring with the rain is it drops our pollen level a little bit. Right now it is high for pine, oak, maple, and mulberry. Our temperatures, as they continue to climb, also will help the plants to release more pollen. So we're looking at mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday, 80 on Thursday, 85 degrees on Friday. Ryan, what are you going to do with an 85-degree day?
Go to Topsail, actually.
Are you yeah. up? Oh, look yeah. at you. I'm mm-hmm. jealous.
It was well-timed. Here at 6:19, we are following breaking news over on the east side of Raleigh. We have a house fire out on Charney Drive, not too far from Skycrest Drive. Live pictures from Sky 5 show the scene out there, and it is a major response. As you can see, a lot of Raleigh fire crews are out there, also Raleigh police, EMS. Nia Harden is on the ground right now gathering new information, and she'll have a live update coming up at 6:30. They have closed Skycrest in both directions there between New Hope and Trawick Road. Consider using Marsh Creek Road as a good alternate route. Around the rest of the triangle, we are watching our delays building right now, coming in from Johnston County on 40 westbound. About a 4-minute delay showing up right around the Clayton bypass.
We're getting our first look at actor Bruce Willis after his dementia diagnosis.
Happy birthday, dear Daddy.
The messages his family is sharing on social media as he celebrates his birthday.
Two Triangle teams are looking to get to the Sweet 16. UNC and Duke have big second-round matchups today in the NCAA Women's Tournament.
And here are your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
Bruce Willis's family is celebrating his birthday with messages of support.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on a Monday morning, Brian.
Yeah, Willis's ex-wife Demi Moore shared this video of his 68th birthday party yesterday. It is the first video the family has shared of him since his dementia diagnosis. In other Instagram posts, Willis's wife and daughters shared their sorrow about his condition along with their love for him.
And it's so great to see him. It's really a touching moment to see everybody there. And every birthday is a milestone. And I know a lot of fans are wondering how Bruce is doing. And we all wish him a happy birthday.
68 years of age and a lot of smiles there. And those go a long way.
Yes, indeed. On a much lighter note here, a unique job opportunity for animal lovers. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish says it's looking for bear huggers. But this is just seeking attention because this is a viral job posting for conservation officers. Bear hugger sounds like a lot more fun.
It does, though. It also says that you have to be able to hike in strenuous conditions, crawl into those bear dens, and to trust your coworkers. So, Brian, if we work together in that job, I trust you enough that you go first.
Exactly. I would see the job description and not apply with the trust coworkers part.
Brian, thanks. Check this out. The White House is preparing for a visit from the cast of Ted Lasso today by adding a little lasso flair, a believe sign from the show hanging above the entrance to the Oval Office. Actor Jason Sudeikis and other cast members will join President Biden and the First Lady for a conversation on mental health.
Carolina Panthers are adding some firepower to their offense. The team announced the signing of veteran wide receiver Adam Thielen yesterday. He's a two-time Pro Bowler, and you might recognize the name. He's played in Minnesota for his entire nine-year career.
Happening right now in Raleigh, firefighters working to put out a fire, roads closed. We have Sky 5 on the scene. Coming up, we're going to tell you the latest information we have.
And the first day of spring is going to feel like the last day of winter with our high of only 55 today. We're going to start off freezing again tomorrow. But look where we're headed, into the mid-80s. I'll show you how we get there this time of year coming up.